Amen, Father God, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for this time and place of abundance, Lord. Abundance of the Spirit of God is here in this place with all of the saints here on this call. We decree and we declare an opening of the heavens. We decree and declare a peace that passes all understanding. We decree and declare a favor that goes from the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Lord, we thank you for our covering, Lord. We thank you for the ability to use our tongue, Lord, as a sword, Lord, to decree and declare favor in all places, in health, favor in finances, favor in family, favor in the future, our future goals, Father, favor in the federal government, favor in the state government, favor in the local government. Lord, we decree and we declare a political influence in this season. Father, we thank you that our hands are able to move in different ways, Father, and to move the ballot in our direction. Lord, we decree and declare an even stronger educational system for our children, Father. We decree and declare an even stronger support system for those in our communities that may be going through trials and tribulations. Lord, we thank you for the support system, the financial system, for the structural, the educational, the health systems, Lord, to take them on, Lord, to coach and to move them back into health, Lord. We decree and declare more men in our community for protection over our women and our children, Father. We decree and we declare, Lord, leaders that will come out of all types of different challenges, Lord, to represent different folks and different walks of life. Lord, we thank you for a view that can be glorifying to you, Lord, in this season, and powerful and moving in many ways. We decree and declare the openings of the ears of those that are powers that be to be moving in our direction in this season, Lord. We decree and we declare supernatural gifts, supernatural blessings, Lord, in the areas of real estate, in the areas of property, in the areas of business, Lord. We decree and declare a special hand over any acquisition, Lord, any purchase of buildings, any purchase of property, any signing of the contracts, Lord, for the saints that are on this call and connected to this call. We decree and declare clearing and clear deeds to titles, clear deeds to businesses, Lord, that there will be no foolishness, no having to go back and rewrite things, Lord. We thank you for a clear mind in doing deals in this season of all sorts, Lord. We decree and declare a spirit of due diligence in this season, Lord, that no matter who comes around us, Lord, that you give us the prophetic intuition to feel them out even before they come into our midst, Lord, to understand that we can decree and declare every person in our walk, in our circle, to be a benefit to us and also for us to be a benefit to them, Lord. We decree and declare the blessings of our seed, Lord, that they are planted in fertile soil and that they create much harvest for not only this generation but many generations to come. And we decree and declare a period of peace that passes all understanding, Lord, as we go into this resting time, Lord, as we wake it up in the morning. We decree and declare a full tank of gas, Lord, a full tank of energy to attack and to move aggressively, Lord, in the things that you have called us to do. Amen and amen. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 55. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you again and pray, Lord, seeking your face, seeking your ear, God. Asking you to have mercy on our country, Father God. Have mercy on our government, O God. O God, please, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your goodness, for your love and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for drawing us again here, Father God. Holy Spirit, teach me what to pray and how to pray. And thank you for the utterance of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, I thank you, Father, for each and every person who's listening in on the line this morning. God, bless them in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Help them to continue to seek you, Lord. And have mercy on your people, Father God. It's a time where we really need your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your covering. Thank you for your provisions and your guidance. God, thank you for your love. Oh, God, thank you for your love. And help us to love one another as you would have us to love, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the master prophet and prophetess Deborah and for their vision to globalize the prophetic, to reach out to people, to care for those who are in need of care. Lord, look upon those who are on the sick list, the prayer list, God, so many names. Oh, God, remember each and every one. Touch them in a mighty way. Bless those. Comfort those who are in mourning, God. Strengthen those who are weak. Guide those who are lost. Lord, touch you sickly. Remember Mother Jordan, Father God, and remember the family of Prophetess Aisha Cooper and Meek Mill, still in prison, Father God. And God, just have mercy, and we thank you for your mercy. God, bless each and every prophet and prophetess on the line this morning. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Strengthen them, touch them, prepare them for what you have in store for them. Provide for them, give them peace and sweet sleep. Thank you, God, for your love and your grace. Thank you for the leadership, Prophetess Darlene, and all of the leaders, God, those who are leading the company of prophets. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father God. And thank you for your mercy. In Jesus' name I'm praying, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father God, we just give you all praise and glory. Lord God, we thank you for life. We thank you for a fresh breath of air today. Lord, we thank you for continuing to pour into us. Lord God, extending your loving hands, your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you that we have victory over all things, that we are covered by the blood, and that we are poured, and that anointing is poured onto us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you would continue to lift us up when we are down, that you would extend strength and courage when there is times of fear. Lord, we thank you that you would continue to find purpose and in us, Lord God. Lord, I pray on this call today, Lord God, that as we walk, as we move into 2018, Lord God, that we just be reminded of the miracles and the blessings and the increase that you've already bestowed upon us this year, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that our futures are bigger than our past. I thank you that we walk in might, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that you have opened our minds and our hearts and our ears to hear the things of God, that you bring clarity, Lord God, to us. But I pray that as we continue to move into the depths of you, Lord God, may we come to know you in a different way, in a mighty way. Lord God, stretch our faith. Stretch our faith. Stretch our faith to see things, Lord God, to move, Lord God. May we not just be surface-based Christians and believers and prophets, Lord God, and move us into a place of depth, Lord God, in this season. Move us into a place, Lord God, where when we speak, Lord God, things come into great manifestation. Lord God, that when we think of things, they come into great manifestation, Lord God. When we see things, they come into great manifestation, Lord God. I just pray that the vision that you've bestowed upon us, that you've entrusted in us, Lord God, that we would have the strength to move it forward in this season, Lord God. But I pray that the dream that is within each and every one of us to manifest, Lord God, comes to pass. Lord God, thank you for our destiny helpers, Lord God, that you have aligned in our pathways and our byways, Lord God. I thank you for the people, Lord God, that you have called into our lives to move us greater into our destinies, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you would just continue to meet us where we are, Lord God. So we thank you for the healing that is bestowed upon us in times of sickness, Lord God. We thank you for the strength in times of weakness, Lord God. We thank you for the time that you've wiped our tears, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the victory that we have over our finances and the increase that is coming through innovative ideas and business relationships and partnerships, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, whatever is trying to take us out the game, Lord God, we can't out in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would have victory, Lord God, over all things, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, in this season for the community that you have surrounded us with, Lord God. We pray that as we stand together as one, Lord God, on your word, Lord God, that we would just see mighty things happen in this season, in this place, not only in through us, but in through our children, through generations to come, Lord God, that our legacy is dependent upon this, Lord God, that our legacy is dependent upon what we do today, Lord God, to give the strength to move everything forward, Lord God, and we thank you for our leaders to continue to pour into us. Shower them with an anointing like never before. Shower them with increase like never before. Lord, may your glory be seen and felt in this season like never before. But I pray that you would just in this season, Lord God, that you would really just show yourself in a mighty and different way, Lord God, that you would just continue to wow us in this season. I pray for our leaders, our heads, especially the men in this season and our households, Lord God. But I pray that you would just give them extra double strength in this season to lead the way, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for the word that continues to stay true in this season that comes to life for us, Lord. And I just pray, Lord God, that as you use it, that we continue to be a vessel of light in this season. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen. Mm-hmm.
And Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. We thank you, Father God, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We thank you, Father God, for the blessings of the Lord, make it rich and add no sorrow. We thank you, Father God, for the things that you're doing in this earth, Lord God, for thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for the relationships, Lord God, the restoration and the new ones, Lord God. We thank you for your wholeness, Lord God. We thank you that by his stripes we are healed, Lord God. So we thank you, Father God, for the declaration of those who are sick to say that they are healed. We thank you, Father God, for the declaration of those who are poor to say that they are rich. We thank you, Father God, for the declaration of those who say that they are weak, that they are strong, Lord God. We just thank you for the abundance, Lord God. We thank you for what the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. We thank you, Father God, for the abundant life that your people shall come into that Jesus has given us, Lord God. We thank you for him being the truth, the light, and the way, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for the new opportunities, the open doors, Lord God. We thank you for the shifting in the atmosphere, the shifting in the homes, Lord God. We thank you for the new unions. We thank you, Father God, for the new life that's coming into this earth, Lord God. We thank you for the abundance, Lord God. We thank you for the anointing, Lord God. We just thank you for the things that you're doing forth in this earth, Lord God. We just thank you for the demonstration of your spirit, Lord God, and allowing us to be a witness to your glory. We thank you for the testimonies, Lord God. We thank you for the miracles, Lord God. We just thank you for the abundance, Lord God. We thank you for the light of rain, Lord God. We just thank you for the movement of your spirit, Lord God. And as we begin to open up, Lord God, we thank you for the anointing. We thank you for the spirit. We thank you, Father God, for leading us and guiding us and directing us, Lord God. We thank you for being a light to our path and the light to our feet, Lord God. We thank you for ordering our steps. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you, Father God, for the prayers that the righteous availeth much, Lord God. We just thank you, Father God, for moving us forward, God. We thank you for the due development. We thank you for the growth, Lord God. We thank you for forgiving us for our sins. For we not know what we do. We thank you, Father God, for just doing a new thing in us, Lord God. We thank you for all of these things, Lord God, and I thank you because you've forgiven us for our sins, Lord God, and I thank you and love you unconditionally because you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we bless your name. My soul wait thou upon God, for my expectation is from him. Psalm 62:5. Father God, we thank you for our faith looks up to you, Father God, hoping and loving and praising your name, God. We thank you, God, for your hand of favor in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for your love. We thank you, God, for our covering and protection. We thank you, God, for healing in this day. Thank you, God, for housing favor on this line, Father God. Real estate favor, Father God. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for reaching out to us, Father God, awakening yourself daily and transforming us, Father God, and building our faith, Father God. Thank you for peaceful, restful nights, Father God, with no stress, Father God. Thank you for your strength, Father God, as we move day to day, Father God. Thank you for every mother on this line, Father God, every father on this line, Father God, that you strengthen them and give them revelation, Father God. Thank you, God, for covering those even in the prisons, Father God. Thank you, God, for touching Meek Mills. Thank you for his protection, Father God. Thank you for him being sane, Father God. Thank you, God, for his strength, Father God, and his awakening and his rising, Father God. Bless the Cooper children, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God, and give them peaceful rest, God. Thank you for our leaders, God. The prophets, Father God, speak through them, that they will have a word for their ministries, Father God. Thank you, God, for revealing what the enemy has established, Father God, because we cancel that out in the name of Jesus. We give your name always the glory and the praise. We thank you for every one mentioned on the sick list and the shut-in, Father God. We love you, God, and we honor you. We humble before you, God, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this space, Lord, of charge, Lord. We thank you for the charge that comes with the prayer, Father, Lord. We thank you for that energy, Lord, that cannot be replaced by even sleep, Father, Lord. That charge, that awakening that comes with prayer, Father. Lord, we thank you for every prayer warrior on this call, Lord, that they are strengthened in confidence to pray, Lord, to wake up and pray, to decree and declare in their homes, Lord, to anoint their homes, to anoint their garments, to anoint their beds, to anoint their steering wheels, Lord, their wallets, Lord. We thank you for their confidence, Lord, in that, to know that is not just a meaningless thing, but it has power that that surpasses all understanding, Lord, and will make fools out of the wise, Father. Lord, we thank you for creating a new of urgency around prayer, Father. Lord, that this is a season where that no woman of God on this phone call or connected to this phone call would go a day without praying, would go a morning without kneeling down, would go an evening without giving reverence, Lord, and honor, Lord, and a complete respect, Lord, for what it is that you have given us, Lord. And this is the ability to create with our language, Father. So we continue, Lord, to pray for the those who are sick, Lord. Continue to place the blood of Jesus on their lives from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet, Lord. But we thank you for new cures in this season. Lord, we thank you for all the holistic doctors in our network, Lord, and in the universe, Lord, that are creating new ways of healing, Lord, creating new ways of eating habits, Lord, and delivering those to us, Lord. We thank you for not taking those things for granted, Lord. But Lord, let each saint on this call have an open ear and an open mind to new ways of health, Lord, new ways of creating longevity in their lives, and Lord, let them be able to carry it out to their children and their grandchildren. Lord, we thank you for help all around. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, I just thank you for having the opportunity to come in your presence to pray with the prophets for the people worldwide. I thank you for Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for being a yes to ministry and to globalizing the prophetic. I thank you, Father, for being Jehovah Rapha, for total healing, for Meek Mills and the family of Edward Hawkins and the family of Aisha Cooper, Kevin Nesbitt and Paul Nesbitt, Ray J. Baker, Olivia Castillo, Pamela Washington, Marcus Fugate, Harold Furs, Mother Mary Jordan, Ronald Blake, Prophetess Tamalyn Hodge, Mother Dorothy Myers, Michael Karn, Anita Green, Pernell and Kenya Applewhite, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Minister Stephen Bostick, Sade Wilson, Vivian Crosswell, Hillary Thomas, Mother Betty Johnson, Lily Willis, Anthony Lumpkin, Darlene Gray, Michael Ellis' mom, Alice Jackson, Brother Willie, Felicia Williams, Prophetess Barbara Tucker, and DJ Q and her team. I thank you for the slaves in Libya, Frank Tucker. I thank you, Lord, for who you are, and gratefully and gracefully come to your presence to just say thank you for all things. I thank you for restoration for your people worldwide. I thank you for the answered prayers. I thank you for joy, peace, new beginnings, faith for your people. I thank you for new opportunities, wealth. I thank you for elevation in everything that we all do on this call, and I pray for each and every prophetess and prophet that you blow a fresh wind of peace, joy, and wealth on their behalf. Thank you for the protection worldwide, hedge of protection for the children and their coming and going. You are amazing, Lord, and I love you very much. In Jesus' almighty name I pray, amen.
Amen. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with thy mouth confession is made unto salvation. And we thank you, God, that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. We thank you, God, that our souls find rest in God and our salvation comes from him. And we believe in the Lord Jesus, and we will be saved and our household will be saved. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. And do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. Psalms 125, verse 4. Father God, we're just thanking you for another day to come before your presence, Father. We thank you for the unity of prayer on this line. Father, we thank you for every prayer that is uttered. Father, we thank you for every petition and every supplication. Father, we thank you for healing and strength for everyone on this line. Father, we thank you for our leadership, Archbishop, Master Prophet, Ebenar Jordan, our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for their grace and their mercy. Father, we thank you for keeping a hedge of protection around them as they travel. Father, we thank you for your love and strength that you give them from one day to another. Father, we thank you for the legacy of every family member that's on this line. Father, we thank you for the boldness and the confidence to step out and be you and to demonstrate you and to represent your son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your son saying yes to mankind. Father, we thank you for covering the homeless. Father, we thank you for covering the elderly. Father, we thank you for the fledglings of home. We thank you for guiding them and keeping the hedge of protection around them. Father, we thank you for children worldwide. We thank you for peace worldwide. Father, we thank you that you are, we thank you for the grace that you give our president and the cabinet. Father, we just thank you that their ears shall be opened unto your word and to your vision and to your law. Father, we thank you for covering Africa and the men in Africa, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for covering California in this season. And we thank you for your grace that only you can allow us to take part of. We thank you for opportunities of new doors to create. We thank you for business favor. Father, we thank you for launching us up and forward. And we ask, and we thank you for marriages, Lord. We thank you for marriages in the season. And we know that no weapon formed against anyone that's represented on this line and their families shall ever prosper. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, God. We give you our honor and praise and glory. We thank you, God, for all the otherness on this line, oh God. We thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our loved one, and all around us, oh God. And we thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In your precious, mighty, and masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
This is the kind of fast I am after, to break the chains of injustice, to get rid of exploitation in the workplace, to free the oppressed, cancel debts. What I'm interested in you do is sharing your food with the hungry, inviting the homeless poor into your homes, putting clothes on the shivering, ill-clad, being available to your own families. Do this and the lights will turn on and your lives will turn around at once. Your righteousness will pave your way. The God of glory will secure your passage. Then you pray, God will answer. You'll call out for help and I'll say, here I am. Father, we bless you for every utterance. We bless you for everyone on the call. We bless you for every family that is represented, and we release your healing power to touch everyone under the sound of my voice. We rebuke pain and trauma. We rebuke sickness and disease. We decree and declare victory and breakthrough, divine protection for this your people, divine provision for your people. We decree and declare that every need is met, every bill is paid. In the name of Jesus, we bless all of our elders, all of our parents, all of our grandparents, Lord God, all of our elders, Father God. Let your healing flow, touching them from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes. We cover our children. We cover everyone in our bloodline by your blood that covers, Lord. Your blood makes whole. Your blood delivers in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare healing and deliverance. We decree and declare divine protection. from every witchcraft prayer, from every warlock, from every curse. We send it back to the sender in the name of Osheta, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God, for victory. Amen and amen. People of God, this was a powerful lineup. We thank you, prophets, for your stand. We thank you for your commitments, your faithfulness. Amen. For showing up. Amen. To stand in the gap for the people of God. Amen. Please govern yourselves accordingly to the following announcements. We don't want to hold you. Amen. Those of you that are on the mailing list, amen, respond to Bishop's letter sent to you in email, amen. Special blessing, amen, in the letter, special message that is provided, amen, directly from our Archbishop, amen. And on January 21st through 31st, 10 days of heaven on earth, supernatural manifestation, prophetic revival with our very own, the Master Prophet Archbishop Eben R. Jordan and Prophet Samson Amatang, amen, from Ghana and the UK, amen. He's the older brother of Prophet Daniel Amatang, who we are very well knowledgeable of, amen, very acquainted with, amen, powerful man of God, and this is his one of his brothers, amen. And you want to be in the house, amen, on January 21st through the 31st, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m., Saturday, 12 p.m., Sunday, 11 a.m., and again at 4 p.m. nightly, amen. Govern yourselves accordingly. Prophecology swiftly approaching, February 23rd through the 26th. Tonight is the deadline to complete your registration for the conference, to secure your space and your hotel at the conference at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square. Amen. The Book of the Month 4 has already launched. Go ahead and set up your Book of the Month for this 2018. Amen, an upcoming July conference. You don't want to miss out. You know, if you are already in the Book of the Month 3, you already know the powerful books that Bishop has been sending to all of his partners who are in the Book of the Month Club. I cannot wait to see the next release by our Archbishop. Amen. I need a new bookshelf. Amen. Also, join Archbishop 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Saturday, for a live conference call. Amen. Every morning, Monday through Saturday, powerful teaching with the Archbishop and the Company of Prophets. You want to be in the house. Also, 12 noon, Monday through Friday, join Pop Life Radio broadcast, live conference call there at 12 noon, amen, and the Company of Prophets are on the call at this juncture. They are providing, answering questions about the upcoming conference as well as information about the prophetic order. If you feel a call to the prophetic, amen, this is where you come to ask specific questions and to receive instructions on how you might become a prophet in the order of Mar Elijah. Also, 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, join Prophet Joshua Jordan, the eldest son of the Master Prophet, for a live, powerful teaching. 8 p.m. I tell you, it's been amazing how God has been moving on these calls with Prophet Joshua. If you are blessed by this ministry, sow a seed, amen. Text to give, 646-762-0433. Also, this is Pastor Deborah's birthday month, and we are sowing and we are blessing her, and we are saying thank you, Pastor Deborah, for being on the court. Thank you, Pastor Deborah, for your stand. Thank you, Pastor Deborah, for your faithful service. Amen. And we want to pour into her in this season and just really encourage her heart and strengthen her hands. And we want to shout out, go, Pastor Deborah, go. Amen. She released a book. They've been teaching out of that book, The Mystical Power of the Push. And I tell you, this book is amazing, life-changing work written by our very own Pastor Deborah Jordan. Also, if you have a prayer request, go ahead and submit your prayer request at www.PastorDeborahJordan.com. Submit your prayer request there that we may lift you up on this call. We may add your name until the prayer is manifested. We will not release your name until the answer comes. Amen. And join us again for another Midnight Cry every night at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And those of you who are on Facebook, Twitter, and any other social media to advertise the prayer calling and let them know that the prophets are praying with Pastor Deborah Jordan. Amen, our leading lady. And amen, if you post the phone number, let the people know that they're praying with our very own Pastor Deborah Jordan. Don't take credit for what God is doing here. This is Zoe Ministries. Amen. Not any individual person ministry. We are not self-promoting. We are a unified front. We are one voice. We are one vision. And under the auspices of our Archbishop, Ebenar Jordan, we bless you in the name of the Lord. We thank you again for your attendance. And tell me, Prophet, did I miss anything?
No.
Nope.
All right. Thank you so much. I would not be remiss in also thanking each of you, Company of Prophets, for being on the court. Your faithfulness. Some of you are wading through trenches and many challenges. Amen. But yet you are on this call praying for the people, because that's what prophets do. Amen. We don't just focus on our own challenges, but we are a stand. We are, yes, standing in the gap for the body of Christ. I love you to life. Thank you again. God bless. Have a wonderful Tuesday. Amen. And meet me again on the Midnight Cry. Amen. God bless you and thank you.